Generally, how does incremental override work? Suppose you have a list in a file at some level, here base, which looks like this, and we want to override it, say because we wish to include the number 5 as an option. If we create an override file of the same name at a higher level, like site, and in it we reference the same list name, which is how we know what we're overriding, but unlike the base version we only include 5 in the square brackets which specify the list values, then, when Hazard Services loads this variable, it will produce the consolidated result shown at the right. The colors are kept to show which level the values came from. We can see that Hazard Services took the new value, which didn't already exist in the original list, and added it to the end of the existing values to make the new list. It's actually important to note that the merge, by default, only appends the new value to the end of the list, as opposed to intelligently ordering it. We'll get to controlling that behavior in a few slides. This behavior of simply merging unique values is the default behavior of the incremental override. In fact, if we had attempted to override the same variable, but included a value that already existed in the base counterpart, such as 10, only the unique new value, 5, would be added, and we'd get the same result. The behavior is similar for a dictionary. When a matching key is found in the same dictionary name, its value is updated and reflected in the final consolidated version of that dictionary when loaded. This simple management of only the parameter needing change is the key advantage of incremental overrides. Though useful for demonstrating the fundamental behavior, these isolated examples don't reflect that in most Hazard Services configuration files, a combination of dictionaries and lists is used to specify most parameters. So, how do we navigate potentially deeply embedded variables? We'll consider a real-life example next, after a quick interaction to check your understanding.